Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose. You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey.
On a Wednesday morning, Taz and Moose with you. Happy Hump Day. Ash Wednesday to one and all who are celebrating. Yesterday, Tuesday, as Mardi Gras got going down in New Orleans as Lent is upon us. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates. As we've had an action-packed first couple hours, if you've missed any of the conversation, where have you been? Just join us here on this Wednesday morning. We'll get to the three here momentarily, but Kim Jones, NFL Network, joined us last hour. Had a great conversation about Charlie Casserly's comments about Kyler Murray here. We'll get to those here momentarily, but make sure to download that podcast, right, Taz?
That's right, man. You go to radio.com. You do that on the app or the website. Go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. You know, Taz and Moose, we drop shows every single day, the whole show, 3 hours. And, you know, it's busy. You guys have a busy life. You're either, you know, you're going to school, you're going to work, or you're in the gym, you can't listen to the whole show. I'll get it on demand. You know, it's real simple. Just free. Don't cost you nothing. And just do that at radio.com or, like I said, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. You'll have a blast, I promise you.
Let's get to it. Here we go, the three.
It is now time for the three. We get you caught up on the three biggest headlines of the day with Taz and the Moose. Number one.
Charlie Casserly takes blowtorch to Kyler Murray's combine interviews.
Yeah, let's hear from the man himself, the former executive, former GM, Skins and Texans. Here he is, NFL Network.
This was the worst comments I ever got on a high-rated quarterback.
Really?
And I've been doing this a long time. Leadership, not good. Okay, study habits, not good. The board work, below not good. Not good at all in any of those areas, see? And raising major concerns about what this guy's going to do. Now, people will say, well, we're going to compare him to Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Mahomes. We're going to run an offense like Baker Mayfield. Well, you can, but those guys are much different. I mean, those guys, you never question about their ability on the board. You never question their leadership ability, their work habits. They were outstanding in those areas. This guy's not outstanding in those areas. It showed up in the interview.
Yeah, I mean, so a couple of things. Number one is, and Taz, you and I, we had a great conversation earlier on the program, and we have a little bit of a different look at this. It doesn't bother me that Charlie reports it from an anonymous source, and I don't think he's making it up. Now, the delivery is a little bit of an issue because it was almost like he was splitting the baby with the delivery.
Right.
Where it was not just saying, not just telling us, okay, it's one thing Taz to say, all right, so-and-so, Kyler Murray did not interview well.
Right.
He came across poorly in these instances.
Correct.
This is what I'm hearing.
This is what I'm hearing. Right.
He also then drew the comparison. Well, if you're crazy enough to put him in the class with Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold or Patrick Mahomes, I should say,
Mahomes, yeah.
Then he's not even close to those guys. I mean, it's not even comparable between those players. So you could have just reported what you said without giving me the little bit of the quote-unquote hot take
Total hot take. And Casserly's his inflection on it, the way he came off. Listen, like I said earlier, look, he's an entertainer on TV. Yeah, he's his credibility, his history in the league with the Redskins. I got it. I understand that. But at the end of the day, he's on camera. He's a performer also. He's an entertainer. Anybody you watch on television that has these roles are like that. Guys like us on the radio, we're entertainers. You got to give your opinion. You got to, you know, you got to give your feel on things, obviously, and be entertaining at the same time. But with Casserly, I just feel like he just went too far here, and I don't know. I mean, he's saying two teams. Okay, Murray reportedly sat in 10 interviews with 10 teams. So this guy here, Casserly, saying that he's had two anonymous sources, anonymous teams. We don't even know what teams they are that have said this about the kid. And he basically, this is borderline, this will be a slightly exaggerated statement I kind of said earlier. It's borderline slander. Because, you know, he's not putting a name to this. He's not a reporter. He's an analyst, Casserly. So I think this is what's rubbing people the wrong way. And the way he kind of made it towards the end of his statements, like I said about his inflection, like you laid out how he came off, it was like he said it as it's a fact. It's more hearsay.
Yeah,
you know, that's what it is.
Yeah, but he's reporting what he's been told. Now, anonymous, you know, there have been people, you know, some of the great stories in our history, sports and otherwise, have come from anonymous sourcing. So I get it does bother you when people don't put their name to it, but you can understand why. I would also say be a little careful about anything you read in the draft process about teams putting messages out there, especially anonymously, Taz.
Absolutely.
Because teams, if they love Kyler Murray, might throw out there the fact that he interviewed very poorly because sure. They want to see Kyler Murray drop in the draft.
That's right. Positioning. It's all
right.
About positioning.
So,
it's a dirty game, man.
Right. And just like you hear a team is absolutely enamored or in love with this guy, be careful of that as well because that could be a complete and utter smokescreen because they might be in love with another guy.
That's right.
And want to say that we're in love with this guy, so then that guy maybe gets drafted a little bit earlier. So you don't know. It's all a lot of gamesmanship, especially when you're looking at the NFL draft because of the of what's on the line and the importance of trying to win year in, year out in the National Football League. It's interesting with Murray. He's gonna have some time here to prove a lot of people wrong. I don't think it's a foregone conclusion, though, Taz, that he's going number one overall in Arizona.
Yeah, you might be right about that. I don't know. It seems like a lot of smoke on it. I mean,
a lot of buzz on that.
There really is. So I don't know. It might, but I don't know. I mean, everybody's still saying Nick Bosa is going to go. I almost would rather see Kyler Murray go first just because he played. I mean, nothing against Bosa. He had the injury and he said early on, he told Ohio State and everybody and his family, you know, hey, he's sitting out until the draft. And he got himself in great shape, big muscular 6'4", 6'3", big jacked up kid, great hands, all that stuff. But I almost feel like at least Kyler Murray was in the grind.
Yeah.
You know, and so to me, I look at it like that. Even though he didn't compete at the combine, Kyler Murray, but Bosa did. Imagine Bosa decided not to compete in the combine after
all
that. He didn't
do
that. He did compete.
Right. You'd like to see a guy get rewarded for playing out the year.
That's my point.
Essence. Yes,
right. That's my point.
I can understand. You know, teams are going to look at Bosa and pound for pound, probably the best overall prospect with the most minimal amount of risk in April's draft. But we've got a ways to go, and the process has just begun.
Number two.
The Celtics look elite. Crush the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, this was a stunner. Because we spent a lot of time yesterday talking about the Boston Celtics, Taz, and the disappointment for this year. To go to Golden State and beat them, not just win the game, but win the game in style. 128-95. To jump out on top early. I mean, they led this game by 25 points at the half.
Think about that. Everything
was
going right for Boston.
This game was over.
No, you're right. Everything was going right for Boston. And you're right. We spoke, was it yesterday? You said the day before?
Yesterday.
Yeah, we sat here and basically
buried them.
I mean, we ripped them. And then they come out and they play great.
And how about Hayward? 30 points off the bench. Gordon Hayward, 30 points off the bench.
Yeah, calling them out, saying you're making money, you got to stop playing. Yeah, you're right.
They hit 41% of their threes, shot 51% from the floor. Golden State really struggled shooting the ball from the outside as they were just 22%, 8 of 35 from behind the arc. Let's hear from the Celtics head coach. Here is Brad Stevens on the big bounce back win.
They didn't have a very good night. One thing about situation that they're in every day is, you know, when they don't have a very good night, they're going to get everybody's best shot. We've had a few of those this year where we've probably gotten people's really good shots. And so there was probably a little bit of they struggled and it just wasn't their night. But I did think we played with real purpose on both ends of the court. The way that we play it is the way that we need to play.
I got to tell you, I mean, Brad Stevens, I feel like he kind of gave. I understand he's right. I understand that Golden State played like hard. They played horrible at home. They had a bad night. They did. I just felt like Stevens said it too much. I feel like he needs to embrace the victory big time because this is a thing for his team, for his Boston Celtic team that they need right now. They need a road win over the best team in the whole NBA.
Yeah,
and a beatdown statement win across the country, bro. I mean, you got to embrace that because that don't happen a lot.
No, it doesn't.
And this could get them on the roll here.
I agree with you. Instead of talking up the fact that the Warriors had a bad night shooting the basketball, talk up about how well he played. He eventually got to it in that soundbite, but it took a while for him to get there. Here's Steve Kerr on the loss.
You know, it was 11 to nothing in about 3 minutes, 4 minutes, and looked to me like we were jogging up the floor. You can't play basketball jogging. You got to sprint. Your cuts have to be hard. You got to be going all out, and we did not go all out, and it was embarrassing.
But yeah. This is why I would, you know,
they've
I didn't
had five
play.
Losses. I think it, did he correct me if I'm wrong? Five losses this year the Warriors have had by 20 or more points.
That's big losses. But he said about the jogging. This is probably one of the main reasons why I didn't play basketball. It's not my height. I wouldn't want to sprint
right.
up
you
and down.
You didn't hustle, right.
Imagine wanting to sprint up and down the court all the time.
He's right, though. You got to play with the intensity. Yeah. You didn't see that last night, which is surprising when you look at Golden State. Now, Hayward, after the game, who dropped in 30 off the bench for Brad Stevens and company, said team had he felt like the long play ride out to California from the East Coast. That the team kind of reconnected once again. Yeah, I don't know if that's the case.
Campfire on a plane? What'd they do? A little kumbaya? What'd they do, bro?
I don't know. I'm not sure what they did, but he credited that after the game. They need a win. They're now 39-26. The Warriors are 44-20. That's a hell of a statement victory last night for the Celtics.
Number three.
Bryce Harper says he's definitely calling Mike Trout about 2020.
Yeah, let's hear from Harper himself, the $330 million man for the Philadelphia Phillies on 2020 free agency, and Mike Trout.
I think that's one thing about this contract that I'm able to do. Having 13 years in a place, I'm able to, help recruit guys to this organization. Ownership understands it. Our manager is awesome, and I can really put, that faith in myself and being able to say, hey, we're going to go about it the right way. We're the Philadelphia Phillies, and we want whoever wants to come to Philly. If you don't want to come to Philly, then don't come. Don't be part of it. But if you want to come and be part of a winning team and a winning culture, then, we're going to need the best players to do that. I think it's respecting Mike Trout in a certain way during the season and letting him play and do the things he needs to do to, of course, be Mike Trout. But if you don't think I'm not going to call Mike Trout in 2020 to have him come to Philly, you're crazy.
Bryce Harper, I love what he said here. I think it's great for baseball. I mean, he threw it out. He said, look, we're going to let him do his thing with the Angels right now, but then after that, I'm going to start ringing up his phone, hitting him up. And, yeah, so it's Bryce Harper. He's fishing for Trout.
And he doesn't care, right?
I had to do it.
I know. You're setting it up.
It's a layup.
Now, you look at this scenario. If I'm Epler and they've already called Major League Baseball, I'd be bothered. How could you not be? Well, I mean, you have a guy in Philadelphia, and we know Trout's connection to Philly being a South Jersey guy. We know for the very fact that Trout is at Eagle games all the time when the regular season comes to an end, Taz. I'd be bothered by this. Now, you want to make the argument, as you did earlier in the show, baseball needs this. That's fine. They need more drama. They need more personalities. They need to make it less regionalized. That's where it's going to attract the millennials, continue to grow the game. I don't disagree with any of that.
Right, right.
I'm not telling you. It's just as LeBron was wrong being openly commenting on Anthony Davis and saying that he'd like to play with him. This is wrong. I mean, it just is if you're Harper. Now, he doesn't care. And if you're a Philly fan, you love it.
Right, right.
Because he's basically saying, I could care. I am ecstatic to be here.
Kidding me?
I want to be here the next 13 years. It was important for me to be here 13 years. I understand the pressure that comes along with the contract. I'm assuming a leadership role. It's going to be us against everybody else. And that's what you want when you're a fan of a team.
If you are a Philadelphia Phillies fan, man, like you just said, I was saying it earlier, man, you right now, as if you didn't love Bryce Harper enough as it is, now you really, because he is trying to make not the team better, he's trying to assist in building a dynasty.
Yeah.
And that right there, if you're a Phillies fan, you are ecstatic about. If you're a Met fan like me, you're not so happy.
I guess not.
I'll tell you that right now. Because if they build that dynasty, it's going to be sad. It's going to be the Phillies versus the Yankees in every World Series.
If they ever sign Trout.
Dude, it'd be bad. I'd rather see him go to the Yankees than the Phillies.
I understand that. That's the last thing you want to see in that National League East. So there you go. The three big topics, the three big talking points here on this Wednesday morning. We'll come back. We've got a special 1v1 for you, Wednesday edition. Celtics, Lakers. We'll explain. We'll do that next. It's Taz and Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Yep. Good Wednesday, one and all.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get to our 1v1 here momentarily. Bogus is in the house. Final time this morning. What's up, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, a final good moment to you and yours.
Have you ever had an entrance, like when you come into a show, Andrew, like some kind of a...
Soundbites?
No, not sound. Like an intro. Like every time you come in, you have your own little intro.
No, I do not. No, never have.
No.
Okay, good. Well, it's not happening here. I was just wondering if that ever happened for you. So
thanks for reminding.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm used to it.
I just know what it is. I always take little shots at you.
I deserve it. It's fine.
I deserve it.
That's fine. A good idea. I got something.
You got something for Andrew when he comes in? Really?
Where's Bazanji?
We'll come up with something.
No, it's not going to be Bazanji.
No, it's not going to be Bazanji.
That I promise you.
No,
that,
we'll come up with something.
You're not Bazanji worthy.
I got an idea.
I don't mean that in a bad way, Andrew.
No.
You have an idea?
Yeah,
is this for public consumption?
No, not right now.
Post-production meeting jokes.
Correct.
Okay, got it. I understand.
Yes.
Respect.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Andrew.
Take
Cross
away,
hands,
Bogus.
Jones. Right here, brother.
This report, guys, is sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way.
Cross hands.
You could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. At least for last night in Oakland, everything was great in Celtic land.
Open. Kyrie, three. Got it.
Oh, wait. He's not making a great play there.
A 9-0 Boston run. Curry runs over a man. Offensive foul. There will be no suspense tonight.
What? What are you doing? You calling this?
You heard what I said.
What is
Sean Grandy? Cedric Maxwell throwing in the towel for the Warriors last night on Celtics Radio. Boston cruising past Golden State 128-95. Fifth 20-point home loss this season for the Warriors. They've lost 5 of 8 overall, but it's not all doom and gloom for Steph Curry's team.
There is a subtle confidence that, you know, we've been here before, and when the lights are bright, we show up.
But Curry did admit they can't keep getting blown out at home. He had 23 in the loss. Klay Thompson sat out with a sore knee. The Rocket win streak is 6 after... No, you please come on.
All right, it's fine.
What's the matter?
I had nothing.
107-95 Rocket W in Toronto,
what
Portland.
What happened?
He just.
It wasn't me. I'm just saying.
Why is my mic? Thank you for turning my mic on. I appreciate that.
Good
job, microphone's
Pete.
On.
I had a callus. Easy, Pete. Well, shake your head. I just saw you, Pete.
I was giving direction to Bilotti and Bisseglia across the way.
Pete shaking his head because I didn't have my mic on. Like, ladies and gentlemen, he had to shake like so disappointed. Like, this Taz, he don't turn his own mic on.
I am disappointed. You got to turn your own
mic on. One time I didn't turn my mic on. Sorry. I was busy engaging with Andrew Bogus and Mark Melusis.
Mark Melusis.
He was talking about Grandy.
What. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that true?
Well, Moose, you were in the middle of a
diatribe.
Full-blown conversation.
Yeah, I know.
Off air.
Yeah, it was a great conversation.
Getting a lot of respect from Moose today. Blowing his nose during one update.
I forgot about that.
Talking up a storm in another.
Yes.
Yeah. I forgot about that. Well, he is a co-host.
You don't want the
post-nasal part of his show, you know?
You don't want the post-nasal drip.
I think Andrew has a problem with the way we do our own shows. That's what I'm thinking.
He does not improve.
Yeah.
I know. Oh,
wow.
He's taking shots.
Approve, I should say.
Correct.
Oh, wait.
I got something, but we're going to come up with something.
What, an intro when he comes in? Well, we try to keep it happy, but it's kind of sad when he comes in.
No, we're gonna come up with something.
I got something. Here comes Andrew Bogus for his latest update.
Here he is again.
There's Andrew. There he is, Moose. Andrew Bogus. He's going to do his update. Andrew.
Take it away, Andrew.
Zion Williamson out again last night for Duke. They needed all of R.J. Barrett's 28 points to fight off 11 win Wake Forest, 71-70. Coach K said post-game Zion unlikely for Saturday's regular season finale at North Carolina. The third-ranked Tar Heels a 79-66 win at BC last night. Oklahoma took care of Kansas, 81-68, guaranteeing the Jayhawks will not win the Big 12 for the first time since 2004, head coach Bill Self says his team didn't have an answer for the Sooners.
For this team to perform well, we got to be
you know, have some things go right and be turned up. And when it started going bad, you know, we couldn't change it.
Texas Tech or K-State will win the conference instead this weekend. The Baltimore Ravens released veteran safety Eric Weddle yesterday. Kansas City Royals catcher Salvador Perez having Tommy John surgery today. He'll miss the coming season. The Pittsburgh Penguins stayed atop the wild card standings in the East with a 3-2 OT win over the Florida Panthers last night. And horse racing at Santa Anita in California. This is from Moose. Suspended indefinitely.
Very sad.
Officials need to find out why 21 horses have died on the track in the last 2+ months.
Yeah, so Santa Anita opened December 26th. They've had a lot of rain. And the latest breakdown came Tuesday morning. A 4-year-old filly in training was the 21st horse that broke down and had to be euthanized in 2 months. So they've closed the track down indefinitely, suspended training. This is a big weekend coming up. They have the Santa Anita Handicap on Saturday. Not going to be run. They're not sure when racing will resume. They're bringing their old track superintendent in, who was handling Del Mar and Los Alamitos, to examine the track to see what's gone wrong. But clearly, you've got massive, very sad.
Yeah, I mean, it's
21
sad.
Horses.
That is sad.
Yeah. I mean, it's horrible. Very sad. So they did the finally they did the right thing and shut the track down. You can't keep on running the horses.
No, I totally agree. That's very
brutal.
Sad. Yeah,
brutal.
Hopefully they figure that out. That's a horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, so we'll see when, and you know, I mean, Taz, you grew up around the track. I grew up around the track. You know, the last thing I want to do is shut down the track.
No. No, they didn't want to do that.
They did that rightfully so.
They had
21 horses. Very.
And it's raining again today.
It's raining again.
It's
correct.
Been hellacious rain in California.
And this is how you're closing your update.
Correct.
Yeah, that was to close it.
That was a nice
suggestion. Yeah,
I was going to bring that up during the update if he didn't mention it.
No, but I mean,
did a nice job. Well-rounded update.
Well, it's a well-rounded.
Thanks, Moose.
He's circling
this
back.
This is Andrew Bogish.
Moose is circling back. I love when he does that. No, but here's the thing. I just to give you a little corrective criticism, just an opinion.
Yeah.
Just one guy's opinion.
And for a change, it's good. I like
now,
that.
Many, you know, years.
Well, I like your feedback.
Constructive criticism.
Can't follow that. That was good. Well, I've never done anchoring or, you know, updating. Moose has years ago.
Yeah.
And you were stellar, I heard. I heard you were great.
I
think maybe one time you should do it, one time on the show, just to go back in time.
I did enough updates.
Come on. Anyway, I do think that maybe, Andrew, you should, and you're the best. You're the greatest. I mean,
Thank you, Tom.
A lot of times when Heller's on the show, I put Heller over. You know, I like Heller. Moose likes Heller.
Frankie Heller's great.
You know, but the thing is...
Big Benji fan.
Right. I do think maybe the very sad news, maybe you put that, mix it in, so you always end on a high note.
Well, I
was a positive, upbeat. You know?
I left that one last because I knew Moose was going to have a
commentary.
Right, because he knows what's going on.
Well, he can have commentary during your update. I mean, we very rarely interrupt your update anyway.
Right. But then sometimes the random times when you do and it leads to a longer conversation, then it's odd and it's like,
then
oh, and by the way, there's a hockey score last night.
Right. Oh, I see.
So I thought I was handing it back to Moose
to
and
Moose.
Taz with the horse racing
story. So Taz basically
Tobias
wants you,
Heller.
You know, if you end on a sad note, to then work in a little stand-up afterward.
Right. Switching gears.
Right.
So this guy walks in a bar.
Right. So there are three guys in a bar. One sat down.
There's this one guy, he's gigantic. He's in a canoe. Guess what happens?
That's a good joke.
Something. Just circle
two,
back.
Maybe.
Just sort of, you know.
I'm with you on this one, Taz.
Wow.
You want to change your thought here, Taz, then?
Segley limping around.
I don't normally. Yeah, what's with the leg, bro? I mean, you're
He's
working
got
this angle.
Yeah,
it's a work, bro.
I gave him the sausage and potatoes and the meatballs. Basically, his life is imploding. And now he's being carted around by Bilotti.
He's riding the vacuum he got before.
It's
get Robbie Rosenhaus
and
hit him
like progressively getting
the show
worse.
Soon.
Yeah. And I was like, "Where are you going to a doctor?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm going to go to a Minute Clinic." I go, "Yeah, I would hope so. At some point in time, I've got to do something. Get some medicine."
He's dragging his leg around here.
Celery juice.
Quasi Roto. What's that?
Celery juice. Cherry.
Celery juice.
A lot of water.
It's clearly not working.
Banana juice. That's what you need. Banana juice would help you.
Oh
yeah. I think so. So celery juice is like, what is it? Helps with the gout, you're saying?
Yeah, it gets rid of the acid that's in my body right now.
Or not.
Moose, what'd you have in that sausage? Like, what'd you...
It was self-inflicted.
He had beer this weekend.
Well, he told me his diet this weekend. He had beer, he was eating shellfish, sushi.
All in.
You can't
eat shellfish if you've got issues with gout.
Yeah, no, you can't. Moose is right. You cannot eat...
Vietnamese Sunday with beef. greasy beef. I went all in.
Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, you can't. So, that, you can't blame Moose's sausage and
peppers. I didn't. You did.
Right. Well, that's what I do. Your sausage and peppers
is
stellar.
It was delicious.
Yeah. I mean, we're working on now. I'm talking to some people about getting that food truck.
We should
and,
do that.
Yes. I'm going to call it.
We should get. Right. Yeah,
Taz, Italian sausage pepper. Little
prepared by Moose.
The Moose is the chef.
Right.
I have a picture of you with a little chef hat in the corner and a big picture of me with a black towel on my head.
Right.
Yeah, so,
Taz is Italian delicacies. So,
a little lettering on the side corner.
Chef Moose.
Starring the Moose. Remember the first logo on the show?
Yes.
Remember the first logo?
Yes, Taz. How could I forget? Yeah. I was sitting in my kitchen. I looked at the logo.
For the newer listeners, maybe.
Right, the newer listeners, right. Your lettering was three times the size of mine. I go, Taz, can we do something? Can we be even, Steven, here?
And I gave you the, what? What do you mean? Oh, I didn't realize that.
Oh, I didn't realize that. All right, what do you mean?
I didn't.
What
really.
Do you mean?
It was an accident.
That's the only way we could fit in and the Moose.
Got to be real tiny. I only have three letters in my name. T-A-Z, so it's
right.
Big.
Right.
No, you didn't go
why
for that
is
one.
Yours,
you didn't buy it.
Why is yours ginormous and neon green?
Well, Taz, hopefully Moose, what's his name, Mikey B can get his gout right, because I'm hopefully. Starting to be concerned. I mean, you going to miss any days here?
No, I won't miss any days. I might miss basketball, which is a bigger concern, but I'll be here.
Yeah, all right.
Pain to get in every day.
I mean, it's tough to watch you drag your foot around. No one even helps him. You ever notice this? Like, no one opens doors for him. Like, everybody just makes him do everything he normally does.
I did. No. He's one even dragging the vacuum before.
Yeah.
Like, I was taking pictures.
No one even cares.
Not, hey, can I get that for you, Gibbs?
I was like,
hold on, turn left.
Like, no one even cares.
No.
But that's anybody here. No matter if something, you could walk around and your arm could literally fall off your body and thump on the floor.
Just be there.
And nobody cares. So just step over. Harris Allen, just step
the drill.
Stepping over your arm. Excuse me, that's my bicep.
I'm just nervous that there's like eight people here battling the gout. Like, is that an airborne thing? It's
called
around.
An unhealthy thing. There's a lot of unhealthy people
I
here.
I guess.
Let's be honest. It's really and Mikey crazy. Trains.
Right. I mean, Mike's
too much
the one that doesn't make sense
to. Part of the
to.
Problem, too. I was reading that over-exercising can cause
it's called
it well.
Overtraining.
So basically being awake, you can get the gout.
If you emailed me your training program, I can slightly adjust it for you for a fee of $550.
You got it. Absolutely.
So, what a guy.
Yes.
More than Antonio Brown.
Yes.
That is the discount.
Yeah, really. Forget Cameo. I got you covered, okay?
So good luck with the doctor. In the training program.
Thank you.
Bogus, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, right, job Andrew. Well done.
See you tomorrow.
Let's get to it. A little 1v1.
There it goes deep left. That ball is high. That is far. That is gone. Giancarlo. No si può stopparlo.
Brady takes the snap. He backs up. A lob toward Gronkowski. Left. Reaches out. Extends. Makes the grab as he dives to the pylon.
1 vs. 1. The best versus the best. Taz, Moose, and you decide who is the best of the best. It's now time for 1v1 with Taz and the Moose.
LeBron into the forecourt, in on Ananobi, gets jumped toward the side, banks it up! Oh, he did it again! The LeBron James legend continues!
You know, I gotta tell you, Moose, this 1v1... Which team is most disappointing thus far this year? Lakers and Celtics. This was a great idea yesterday. But now after the big victory by the Celtics.
33-point win. No, I know.
You know what I mean? So we'll pretend this is yesterday.
But there are still issues. Last night was a huge turnaround. The Celtics all of a sudden take off as they're 13 games over 500. So 1v1, Celtics-Lakers, who's been more disappointing? Different levels of disappointment. Celtics are well on their way to being a playoff team. The Lakers, obviously, are not after adding LeBron James in the offseason.
Yeah.
All right, I'll go first. If I'm going to choose, it's the Lakers.
Right.
The Celtics, yes. The questions about Irving in the future, yes. The Celtics have not been a dominant team in the Eastern Conference, but they still have a little bit of time here. Great win last night. Put that win aside, though. All right. They still have time on their side, Taz, and they're going to make the playoffs.
Yep.
You look at the Lakers. The Lakers are a dumpster fire. Number one, you've got the owner saying stuff that's just completely not true, saying that their pursuit of Anthony Davis was fake news. That's not true.
It's not.
I mean, they obviously did pursue Anthony Davis. Number two, The young players can't stand LeBron. Number three, LeBron's not playing particularly well, even though he's quote-unquote in playoff mode. They're going to fire their head coach after the season. You've got the questions about Magic Johnson and Rob Pelinka being able to put together a championship-caliber team and whether or not star players want to go to Los Angeles and play with LeBron. So to me, the easy answer, we're going to do a 1v1. It's the Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, it's tough to argue that. I mean, and again, like you said, the person on that Laker team that makes it even more polarizing that they are the most disappointing team is LeBron James.
I'm the best player in the world.
I mean, it's obvious. There was a different level of expectation. I don't think anybody thought they were going to win the championship this year, but you did think that those younger guys around LeBron, you know, Ball, Kuzma, Ingram, all these cats, they were going to, you know, going to really flourish around LeBron. There was going to be great cohesiveness. You got Magic Johnson, one of the best ever, in the front office running the ship. And the ship is just like, you know, really not doing well. And it's been a sad situation out there for the Lakers. So I agree. Definitely the Lakers are the most disappointed team. So they win this 1v1 for me, too. Mikey B, you're a basketball savant, they say. What do you got on this 1v1?
I'm going with the Celtics. And I think yesterday, with how they played against Golden State, proves it. When they have their act together, they can beat anybody. They should be in the NBA Finals. And what you saw from them yesterday is what you should have seen all season long. They're going to be in the playoffs, but this was a team that had much, much, much bigger goals. And like I said, they destroyed the Warriors. This team has underachieved so much that they're even in this conversation. And I look at the Lakers. A lot of people pick them not to make the playoffs. I understand it's a dysfunctional mess and they're bad. But for a lot of people, they're right where they would be or should be. So they're not far off what their record would be. To me, I look at the Celtics. It's the team that should be looking at an NBA Finals trip, and instead they're talking about making sure they like each other.
Well, Moose, I have an idea, Moose.
Yeah.
What Mikey should do, he should take that commentary hat and put that in his podcast, Basketball and Marriage. And just take that and just...
Take it, right. Great. Edit out the music underneath and go right there.
Should do that.
All right, Bilotti.
No problem.
I'm going with what Mike said, exactly word for word. The Celtics should be dominant.
Very creative.
Should be very dominant. And the Lakers, this is the first part of a whole process. I think next year, if they're doing this next year.
Right. Next year?
It would have been an issue. Next a bigger year. Issue.
So you just, everything that Mike said.
Correct.
And talk about the bigger issues. Those headphones, I think they got bigger. There you were.
They did.
They're the biggest issue. They're gigantic.
Yeah,
this looks like Captain Video from The Honeymooners. It's unbelievable.
Captain Video.
Captain Video!
Yeah. So Taz and I go Lakers. Beseglia and Bilotti go with the Boston Celtics. Want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. Who's had a more disappointing year, the Boston Celtics or the Los Angeles Lakers?
First time. Mike was saying we've been divided like this.
Yes, where first time.
The men behind the glass, the men that stir the cup known as Taz and the Moose.
Yeah,
they're a different side of the fence than
Team.
Moose.
Team.
Than Moose.
Team.
Then Moose.
You ever run into Mark Melusis?
That's that.
Right. They don't agree with me. Or you. I agree. Which is strange.
That is strange that you and I agree. It's almost not right.
No, it's very odd.
All right, well, this is great.
Want to hear from you.
Done.
No, we're not done. Undercard comes your way next. It's Taz. It's Moose. It is a Wednesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Taz and the Moose are just talking away. Beats all you ever heard talking smack since the day they was born. Flapping their gums day after day. And there's all about the pride, and there's also nationwide. Taz and Moose are talking them sports. Two bros yapping a while the rooster crows. Oh, it's Taz and
Moose. Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
So good.
CBS Sports Radio, very good. Toll-free line brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Time to answer our Ask the Pros question of the day, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Today's question is from Larry, Richmond, Virginia. We go. Jose Canseco wants to teach Tim Tebow how to hit home runs. Is there any more of an odd couple than those two? Very strange. But Canseco does a great job of keeping himself fresh in the news media.
Yeah, he does. He's Smooth Jones.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
He knows how to latch on to attention seekers.
And, bro, he knows that hit dingers. Yes. So he probably could help Tebow.
Don't forget, you can submit a question by going to cbssportsradio.com/askthepros. Keeping a car clean, simple and expensive form of maintenance, and O'Reilly Auto Parts has the cleaning and detailing products you need, including washes, waxes, polishes, leather, and vinyl care. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for Car Clean Month. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Yeah. That's right. So, yeah, now, that is an odd couple. If you think about it. Tim Tebow, Jose Canseco, very odd couple, but.
Correct.
Yeah. I mean, Tebow's still, I mean, you know, obviously in the Mets organization.
Yeah, still there. He's down in Port St. Lucie.
I just didn't think that when this happened.
Give him credit.
I tell you what, man, and his swing, I could help him with a swing. He's just not following through all the way.
He's cut out a He's cut out a nice life for himself. He's engaged to a supermodel. Well, I should say, Miss Universe, right? Former Miss Universe.
Say supermodel. I mean, it was split
supermodel,
at that
right?
Point.
I mean, Miss Universe. He's multimillionaire. He's one of the greatest college quarterbacks of all time. Mm. There's nothing that Tim Tebow. I mean, it's amazing.
Good looking guy, well spoken. He's a good person.
He's one in life.
Yeah, he's one in life, but he's raised right and he kept
covers SEC football in the fall.
Does a good job.
Travels around. Does a nice job.
Does a really good job on that.
Goes have fun on every Saturday morning and jets off and does his own thing.
Mike, when are we gonna get him on a show? Can we get Tebow on?
Yeah, we should get Tebow on
the spot
on.
A little
try,
bit.
No, we should reach out to Mets. Let's get Tebow on.
He's got a bunch of Mets on the show.
He's up early.
Yeah.
No, Tebow, not a bunch of Mets. Tebow.
You don't think so? Go back. Just get Tebow. None of the other
Maybe
Mets.
Maybe one year we could do a spring training trip.
Wait a second. I mean, you go to Port St. Lucie?
All right. Go down to Florida or
That's
Arizona.
Oh, I don't know. Well, who's going to fly me? The company?
An airplane.
Well, no, I know that, but I need the big seat. I don't sit in economy. I'm just letting you know that.
Well,
that's the first thing.
Well, then I'll go out to spring training.
You go out and you can do remotes from there.
Yeah.
And I'll be here.
You be here.
ISDN Jones, I'll be in New York City.
I'll take Bisseglia and I will go.
That's great. You and him and you can
feed Bilotti.
Feed Mike sausage and walk around and push him around on a chair because his legs with the gout. He won't be able to walk. Bilotti will be here. Bilotti running the board over here. I'll be here.
There'll be great communication between the two of us about what we're going to be doing.
Oh, yeah.
Taz wants to talk about Raw last night.
And Bilotti's in.
I got Mike Trout sitting here. Tell him to hold for a second. Got a big comment on the way the match
Finn Balor had a heel turn.
Exactly. Let's get to it. The undercard.
Taz and the Moose present The Undercard. The stories from today's rundown that we haven't talked about on the show.
All right, Mike.
All right, those Los Angeles Lakers are sitting with a record of 30-34. They're 5.5 out of the 8th spot. Would it be better for them at this point just to tank and improve their draft status?
Oh, I don't think they can. I don't think LeBron would go for that. In no way. Tank?
All right, LeBron's not going to go for it, but let me ask you, do you think they're better off not tanking? And improving their draft. Probably, yeah, they are.
Listen, I'm like a lot of folks, and you're the same way, I'm sure. You know, you never want to say a team should try to lose, right? That's when you learn how to play sports.
We might disagree on that a little bit.
Well, you're a Knicks fan.
No, I'm a Knicks fan.
No, but you know what I mean? I think a guy
you're
like...
You're going to be bad, be epically bad.
Right, just really go down and hope you get Zion.
Right.
But, I don't know, man. I don't... I mentioned LeBron right away because he runs the team, let's be honest. So...
But he said it might not matter. I mean, they're
just a bad...
He said
he's going to keep playing, though.
Yeah, he said he's going to keep playing. Right. But it might not matter. Yeah. It really, at this stage, what does it matter? The team stinks.
Yeah.
It's not like they're losing because they're trying to lose. They're losing because they stink.
Yeah, 30-34.
They're a bad basketball team. They're not
Suck
a good team.
City. Yeah, they're not good.
I mean, losing Suns, Clippers, they're not a good team.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I never want to say a team should tank, but I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess they would have to. But I don't think LeBron. I think LeBron would go crazy. He really would. I don't think he.
I don't think he'd embrace
like
it. No, I don't think he'd
never
be like. Yes,
not like
no,
that.
No, I agree with you. There. All right, next.
Problem. Ooh.
Oh.
Hawks guard Trae Young has quietly put together a nice rookie season, averaging 18.2 points per game, almost 8 assists, and 4 rebounds. Young, just 6'2", was talking about his height and his size, and he says, "When you're the most dangerous person on the court, size doesn't matter."
Whoa.
You agree with Young's comments at 6'2"?
I do. At 6'2", yeah, that's not a little guy. I know in basketball it's not gigantic. I know that. But I do. I mean, I do think to a degree. If a guy has that ferocious on the field or the court, let's just say we talk a lot about Kyler Murray. So in college football, it'd be tough to doubt how tough he was and how dynamic he was and how deadly he was. And he's a little bitty thing, right? 5'10". So on the court here, I would think even at 6'2", again, that's probably
but there are limitations.
Of course, yeah. We're dunking the ball, I guess, at times.
Well, and
blocking
match-up
shots,
issues.
Matchups.
Like Isaiah Thomas.
Right, right.
The second go-around of Isaiah Thomas, the former Celtic and now the Denver Nugget, is only, you know, when you're sitting at his size, you're a defensive liability. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, you look at Trae Young. Here's what Trae Young has done, where I give him credit for. He got buried early on the season because of how big of a star Luka Doncic was with the Dallas Mavericks and the swap of those two picks to where people were basically lambasting the Atlanta Hawks. And here's where you give Young credit. He dealt with that early on. Doncic Luka Doncic is going to be a huge star for Dallas, Taz. But he has gotten better as this season's gone along. So that's where I'll give Trae Young
stayed
a lot of
credit. Stayed the course. You got to respect that.
He's gotten better. You're right. Dealt with that early.
Definitely has.
Initially.
Yeah, but you could be dynamic and explosive even if you're not a giant on the court.
That's
We've
true.
Seen that.
Oh,
here we go. Come on, let's go. 3.
Allen Iverson.
5, 4, 2, 3, go.
I can't believe they just did that. Wow.
We had a lot of discussion about Todd Gurley in the Super Bowl and his knee injury. Now reports that he might be dealing with some arthritis.
Oh,
after dealing with this gout for the last couple of days. That sounds awful. The concern level now with Todd Gurley and the Rams.
None.
McVay says he's healthy.
I've got my body's riddled with arthritis. Okay,
the really? Rams have said he's completely healthy.
I mean, really? I mean,
there's no issues.
Yeah, there's no
nothing
issues.
To see here.
Dude, anybody who's
we like
played
the matchup.
Sports. High impact, bro. Like you played, even there could be folks listening to us that played high school football, basketball, and were real good and didn't play in college. And they have arthritis from getting hit or just playing, being arthritis. Any guy or girl as they get older, usually gets that. Now he's a young guy; he's in his prime, and I understand it could be arthritis can be crippling. I'm not saying something, taking something like as horrible as arthritis and saying it's a joke. I'm not even implying that. But I'm saying he's a young guy and he got some arthritis in his knee. Yeah, it could be painful, but. That's usually you go in an ice bath, something like that. It works it out. I mean, you just work on your flexibility.
It depends on how bad it is, though, too, right?
It does, but a lot of times it's a buildup of lactic acid in that area. That happens, too. God, I should have went to medical school. My mother
was
right.
Well, I mean, anyway you cut it, it's a little bit of a concern if you're the Rams.
I got arthritis everywhere in my body. Through my buttocks, my butt cheeks, I have arthritis.
All right, well, let's get focused back in on Gurley here.
I'm just saying, I
don't really feel like talking about
it. I can't get out of bed. You know what I mean?
I gotcha. For Gurley, though, here, I mean, if that's going to be a consistent issue, I think we could all come to an agreement. He wasn't healthy at the end of the year.
Right.
Anderson can walk back those comments all he wants. And now you get this report coming out of Los Angeles. You just signed him to a contract extension. It's a concern if you're the Rams because you know what Gurley is, and he's a difference maker on the football field. But if he can't run with the same reckless abandon, and he's running in pain. That's a concern.
It is.
He's a young athlete.
He's
not 35 years old.
He'll be fine. He's going to be fine. Listen, I had arthritis. Let me tell you real quick about my neck. So bad in my neck when I broke my neck in 95, bro. So thick. The doctors, this is years later, I said, what if I had that surgery to go through the front? Where you could do surgery on someone's neck through the front. They go, your arthritis is so thick in the back, we couldn't cut through it.
Oh, God, that's
how's that?
That's Taz, I'm not telling you. I know you've
my
had...
My neck feels like they cemented
awful.
It that's nonstop.
Awful. I know. You've dealt with a lot of pain, a lot of injuries, a bad arthritis. That's awful.
Have a good day.
That's terrible.
I know, Moose. I know you care.
I do care. That's
awful.
I know
awful. You do. I know how you are.
I understand.
I'm just saying.
You laid it on the line. You did.
Come on.
Two-time champion.
Well,
2.5.
Multiple times. It depends on which titles. But I've been a two-time world heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
But I digress.
You said 3, but is it
two and a half or three?
Well,
there was a little discrepancy on that
one
title.
2.5?
2.5 as far as a singles title.
Oh, yes.
A multiple-time world tag team champion.
Mike. Fantastic. Bogus. Great job.
Not enough time.
No, not enough time.
We're on the show tomorrow. With this.
Right. The DA will give you some time.
All right, great.
Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.